And the way we fight it is by love.
Comment was made earlier too about where our treasure is, there's where our heart is. You alone are our treasure.
And there's that verse in Revelation. It talks about returning to your first love. And I think sometimes people, they forget their first love. They go on with, they may have had a glorious beginning in salvation and great love for the Lord, but as time goes on, you start to forget things. You forget the first love. And I've been thinking about remembering God. Remembering the Word of God. Remembering what He has shown you in the past. Like the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's the rhema, is the word there. It's what God has done personally in your own life. Because rhema means the spoken word. It's not necessarily what you've read somewhere, but what's been spoken. It says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the rhema of God. And there's another one in Revelation. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast. It's talking to the church of Sardis. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast. I was looking up the Hebrew word for right, and several instances of it. Like there's one in Malachi 3:16 where it says, where it talks about right. And then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before the Lord, before him, for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. A book of remembrance was written. The book was written so that it wouldn't be forgotten, so that they would be remembered. And I thought about Noah in the flood, in the ark, and how Jesus said that in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking and building, marrying and giving in marriage. And all those things are things that, like, we need to eat and drink. We need to build. And God loves marriage. God planned it that way. But those are the things Jesus mentions. And I think they forgot God. People back then, they were just going on with life, going on doing what they have to do, the regular work of life, but they had forgotten God. And the flood destroyed them all. It wasn't God's plan, it wasn't God's idea to destroy them. That verse says, the Son of Man, Jesus said it, speaking of himself, the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And I think of the rain coming down, like the tears of God fall. Yeah. Created the whole world and all the people. Wanted them to be his friend. It's not God's will that any should perish. And how God wept that 40 days and 40 nights. want it to be that way. Because he loved them so much. And Jesus said in that passage where he's talking about Noah and the ark, he spoke that as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. And he spoke he told them, you look at the sky and you say it's red, you say a storm is coming, you say a storm draweth nigh, and you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the time. Miss a move of God or a work of God. You want to discern His voice and hear it and remember. And not forget God. Not forget what God has rained to us, has spoken to us, and has burned in our hearts. Like when the women were coming back from the sepulcher and they saw Jesus on the road. But they didn't recognize him. They didn't notice. And then later, someone told them that it was Jesus that he saw. And they said, did not our hearts burn within us when he talked with us by the way? The Spirit was moving, the Spirit of God. Oh, I think sometimes we can miss a move of God by not hearing his Spirit. There's this song that got me thinking about that I've learned about what Jesus said, about remembering God, and about how much God loves us, and He loved all people. He didn't want them to be destroyed. God is good to this man that forgot God.
The sky is red and lowering, therefore a storm draweth nigh. Ye can discern the face of the sky, but ye cannot discern the signs of the times. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. For they were eating and drinking and building until the flood destroyed them all. Until the flood destroyed them all. Times, for as it was in the day. until the flood destroyed them all.
The Spirit saying.
Jesus loves us very much.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Don't forget your first love.
Turn to God underneath them.
A scoffer of righteous people, the people that noticed I scoffed him that he was building an ark.
He is the way and the truth and the life.
If you could refresh us.